It wasn't until recently that I discovered that one of my fundamental beliefs about American politics was wrong. You see, I always believed, and publicly stated, that conservatives and liberals had the same vision for America, but just had different ways of getting there. I don't believe that anymore. That's not to say that there are no commonalities, but they're becoming fewer and fewer as the liberals go further left. The liberal vision of America the Beautiful is different from mine, and more importantly, different from that of most of Americans. The basis of that difference can be found in the concept of freedom, and it is manifest in the ways each would order American society. That is, in how we see the role of its essential elements, faith and the traditional family. So what is the liberal definition of freedom? It is the freedom to be and to do whatever we want. Freedom to choose, irrespective of the choice. Freedom without limits, with the obligatory caveat that you can't hurt anyone else directly. But someone always gets hurt when masses of individuals do what is only in their own self-interest. That is the great lie of liberal freedom, or as I like to say, no-fault freedom. All the choice, none of the responsibility. Believers in no-fault freedom turn a blind eye to the damage such a notion of freedom causes, not to this or to that individual, but to society as a whole. We have sexual freedom and the resulting debasement of women, mental illness, and an epidemic of sexually transmitted diseases causing infertility, cancer, even death. Adults have freedom to divorce when it suits them, and too many children end up being scarred for life. This is but a taste of the collateral damage inflicted on society, families, and individuals by no-fault freedom. And what is the conservative view of freedom? It is the liberty our founders understood. Properly defined, liberty is freedom coupled with responsibility to something bigger or higher than the self. It is the pursuit of our dreams with an eye toward the common good. Liberty is the dual activity of lifting our eyes to the heavens, while at the same time extending our hands and hearts to our neighbor. The foundational social unit that instills a devotion to such liberty and that stands against no-fault freedom's toxic effects is the traditional family. Strong families generate values and virtues. They are moralistic, and so they are moralizing. They teach right from wrong. Healthy families are our first strike for what is right and our first defense against what is wrong in America today. The family is the foundation of our civilization. Without it, America will crumble. It is essential that we strive to build the strongest foundation possible, one that will support the most stable and lasting structure of the common good. When I say it takes a family, I don't mean to exclude single-headed household families. Nonetheless, our focus should be trying to build a foundation that all the research and thousands of years in human history say is the best for our country and our children. That foundation is the family headed by a married mother and father. Liberal social policy has never put an emphasis on the family because, the village elders, frankly, don't believe in the importance of strong traditional families. The village elders view the strong traditional married mother and father.